by that, you know, he introduced you, you know, to his fellowship, and you got the chance later, right?
Yeah,
kind of.
Yeah. Want me to tell it?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I was in Berkeley, which is not a very Christian-friendly place. I was actually talking to gay rights activists.
他在跟一个跟同性恋鼓吹同性恋的人在讲话。
And a brother came up to me and with things to say, and it was cool because he talked to me and the person who was trying to promote this homosexual things.
就有个弟兄呢就跟我一起，他来跟我讲话，结果就同时也跟这个同性恋的人讲话。
So I found that he was Christian, and I asked for prayer because I was kind of struggling.
这个弟兄呢，就我知道他是个基督徒，那他也知道我正在寻求。
So he introduced me to his friend. So I met two Christian friends.
所以他又介绍了另外一个弟兄给我认识，所以我认识了两个基督徒。
And the day before I was supposed to leave California, another person was getting baptized.
就在我要离开家中的前一天，有另外一个人呢要受浸。
But he didn't show up. The train was late. A bunch of things.
但是那个人呢，结果没有出现，他坐车坐晚了。
So we were listening to worship music.
所以我们就在一起听一些敬拜音乐。
And I felt like the Spirit came over me.
我感觉到有圣灵在我身上。I
want to get baptized then.
我就有一个感动，我要马上受浸。Amen.
Amen. Amen. Last time, you might all have been asked when God sent Peter to proclaim the gospel to Gentiles.
就在《使徒行传》有一段讲到彼得出去跟外邦人传福音。The
first time.
就第一次。
Peter, at first, he refused to go, but anyway, he was touched by the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit sent him, to proclaim the gospel in the Gentiles' house.
那彼得比期间不愿意去传福音给外邦人，但是后来他被圣灵感动，他就顺服就去了。And
before the message ended, the Holy Spirit came upon the audience.
就在他讲到，在他话还没讲完之前呢，圣灵就降下来在会众的当中。
Peter saw that witness that and say, you guys can be baptized.
那彼得看见圣灵降下来，他就说，你们也应该可以受洗。Well,
wonderful. It's a wonderful thing. And the season, this Christmas time, and when all the college kids come back.
Turn it up just a little bit again. The red one.
What?
Hello? Hello? Just being.
How's that possible? That's not coming
out. How does it sound there back to you? How does it sound back to you?
Sounds good.
How does it sound to you?
Wait, how loud speaker?
Sounds great.
Very clear.
Too much
sound. I was like, I'm not going to go crazy.
Hello.
Hello.
Is it good?
Yeah.
Hello.
Jesus, man, speak it to us. Jesus. Send us a message.
I think that's from.
Hello.
They sent it to us.
Yeah,
it's
God.
It's God.
How would they connect with our system?
Same frequency?
Is it wireless?
Wireless. Should be wireless.
Wireless?
Is it because of this thing?
Bro, he acted to our system.
Yeah. It's okay.
Can you hear me now?
Is our message going to
Hey, Daddy, do it.
So, what I'm going to say is, I'm so happy to see all the college kids, coming back here, and you guys can have a good time together. It's such a blessing, among yourself, also, to us.
我很高兴啊，对，祝大学的孩子都回来了。 欢喜快乐.
Yes. And also, I want to also bless Anand because he got his new baby girl. You know, baby, new baby girl. Yeah.
Anand 弟兄也刚生了一个孩子，小花.
Okay. What's her name? Actually, English. Amy. Okay. And before we finish the church, I want to pray for all the members in the church who are sick right now. Yesterday, I was sick for one day. Actually, it was my negligence. The night before, after I took shower, I didn't put on my coat, and I was sitting on the chair to do my reading for maybe half an hour. And that was easy. But, you know, yesterday I was sick the whole day, but even though it was due to my negligence, I still proclaimed the healing of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
昨天我虽然生病了，我还是宣告神的医治在我身上。
The whole family of Thomas, four of them are sick right now.
Yeah, Thomas, 他们全家都生病了。
And I want to pray for them, also for everyone here. This is the time, and people are easy to get cold or get flu. I just pray. Let's pray, okay? Let's pray. Lord, you love us so much. And you provide everything for our spirit, our mind, emotion, and the physical body.
主你何等爱我们，你供应我们身体、灵魂、体一切的需要。
Not only you bore our shame and sins, you were whipped by the stripes.
不仅你背负我们的羞耻，你因着我们的罪而受鞭伤。
By your stripes, we are healed.
因着你受的鞭伤，我们得医治。
I just want to pray for every child of God.
我要为着每一个神的儿女祷告。Whenever
we are sick,
如果我们是生病了，It
is the stripes of Christ that we can proclaim.
是耶稣受的鞭伤，我们要支取。Because
He already did it.
因为他已经为我们受了鞭伤。I
would, I will apprehend the stripes of Christ for my healing.
我要支取他所受的鞭伤，成为我的医治。
I pray for the healing of all the children of God.
为着每一个神的儿女。
Pray for Thomas.
为着Thomas一家。
Phoebe, Emily, and Jeremy.
为着他们一家。
As we pray.
当我们祷告的时候。
The anointing of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵的恩膏。
Flow in their body.
临到他们的身上。
And make their body whole.
叫他们的身体完全康复。
Lord, we thank you. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your complete healing.
我感谢你的爱，感谢你完全的医治。
In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray.
耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Right. Okay. Just give me a minute. Yeah, I want to make a quick announcement. The first Saturday of the month, we have brothers breakfast meeting.
我们在这里有弟兄早餐会.
So Saturday, coming Saturday,
要来的第六,
we are going to have brothers breakfast meeting here at 7:30.
在这里七点半有弟兄的早餐会。
So that's coming Saturday.
就是1月3号7点半。
7:30 here we have brothers breakfast meeting. And so for this week, you know, we are going to have a new year. Just want to say, you know, happy new year to each one of us.
我是跟大家说新年快乐。
Before the new year, you know, I just want that everybody has a good ending of the year of 2014.
And that's why, you know, I want to share with you this morning about Jesus, you know, our Savior, and that He is the very reason that we can celebrate here. Let's read, first of all, I'm sorry, you know, I made some mistake, but anyway, let's read, first of all, Romans chapter 8, verse 32. Let's read together. God did not spare His own Son, but gave Him up for us all. How will He not also, along with Him, graciously give us all things? I omit, you know, verse 31st. I should include verse 31st. But in verse 31st, Paul said that God is for us, not against us.
在31节里面说，神若帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们呢？
I think one of the first things we need to know about God is for us.
我们要认识第一件事情，就是说神帮助我们。
He is for us who are children of God.
他帮助我们是神的儿女。
In verse 32, he said how he is going to for us, how he did to be for us.
32节就讲了他怎么样帮助我们。
The way God did for us is, number one, he wants us to have no fear at all.
他要我们完全没有惧怕。
Okay, say to your neighbor, tell him, God wants us no fear at all. I think number one issue when we live in this world, we really need to deal with is fear first. God doesn't create us to have fear at all. No matter what happened before we accept Jesus to be our Lord. Now, as children of God, God wants to know, number one, He doesn't want us to have any fear. You probably need to ask yourself, what do you fear? What do you fear? I personally believe the answer lies in verse 32.
我相信这答案在第32节这里。
Everybody fears lacking.
每个人都害怕缺乏。
Because that will create insecurity in your life.
会造成你在生命活中不安全的感觉。
So after God said, I'm all for you, He said that, first of all, I'll give you my Son, my only beloved Son, Jesus, to you.
神说他帮助我们的时候，他就把他的儿子给了我们。And
His Son actually is His everything.
而他的儿子是神的所有。And
He probably, you know, was thinking, you know, you probably don't understand how precious, how much Jesus has for you. And let me say this: along with Jesus, I'll give you everything you need.
我们可能不能够了解神的儿子是多么宝贵。
所以神这样讲说，他把万物和他一同白白的赐给我。You know, when I grew up in my church,
当我在教会中长大的时候，many
the godly people, you know, elderly people, they taught us Jesus is the answer of your every question, every problem.
很多年长的弟兄姊妹告诉我，教导我们，耶稣是我们所有问题的答案。And
I've asked myself, where did the Bible say Jesus is the answer to every problem we don't have?
我在圣经里头找不到哪里说耶稣是一切问题的答案。
Then I found in Romans chapter 8, verse 32, He is the answer to every problem we are going to have.
直到我看见罗马书八章三十二节，这里就是讲到耶稣是所有问题的答案。
You probably need to change yourself in your daily life. Is Jesus really the answer to every problem you have?
可能我们每天的生活里面，我们要问自己：主耶稣是不是我们所有问题的答案？
How Jesus is really true to be the answer of your every problem?
主耶稣是不是那样的真实的，是你生活里面每一件事物的答案？
Then I found the other answer, which
connected with Romans chapter 8 verse 2 is in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3. I think this is probably one of the most important verses in New Testament. Let's read together. Praise be to the God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realm with every spiritual blessing in Christ. Paul was speaking to children of God. He said that two things you need to know. And these two things you are already have. You don't need to seek after these two things. Because God already gave it to you. But you need to discover them. Once you discover them,
一旦你发觉到,
you will live a life which God destined you to have. Number one,
第一件事,
Paul told us we are created to be heavenly.
保罗说我们是, 我们创造是属天的。
Okay, say to your neighbor, we are created to be heavenly. Even though we are living on the earth, through Jesus Christ, we are the new creation. That means we are created to be heavenly. You know, for Jesus himself, he came as a heavenly person. That's why everything he said, everything he did, caused so much conflict with the local people.
所以他来到这地上,他所说所做的, 造成很大的,
because people who don't know God are earthly, and Jesus is heavenly.
不认识神的人呢,他们是属于世界的,然而耶稣是属天的。
There is a great conflict between heaven and on earth.
所以属天与属地的有一个很大的
And right now, there is no harmony between heaven and our earth.
属天跟属地的中间是不能和谐的。
But God wants the harmony between heaven and earth.
但是神就是要带来一个和谐。
First of all, He created us to be heavenly.
所以他创造我们是属天的。
Number two, Paul wants to tell us we are created to be spiritual.
第二件事,保罗告诉我们,我们是被创造,是成为属灵的。
Okay, speak to your neighbor. You are created to be spiritual.
跟你们别人讲,你是属灵的。
Because
God is spirit.
The best God can give us is for us to be created to be heavenly and created to be spiritual.
神对我们能够做最好的一件事就是 创造我们,使我们属天,而且属灵。
God wants to gain us first such that the heavenly reality can be manifest in us and we bring heaven on the earth.
神要得着我们,好叫他可以把天,属天的带到属地的上面来。
You know, I was saved in 1984.
在1984年的时候。
Then after I was a Christian, many people asked me, and they said, you Christians are going to heaven after you die, is that right?
我得救之后有人问我,你们做基督徒的要去天堂,死了之后。
Not only non-believers asked me the question, also among Christians, I heard people say this, Christians will go to heaven when they die.
不仅是不信主的人,信主人也这么说的话,基督徒死了就去天堂。
But I didn't find anything, any verse in the Bible saying that at all.
但是在圣经里头,我也找不到说人死了会去,基督徒死了会去天堂。
On the contrary, at the end, God is going to bring heaven down to earth.
相反的,神是要把天带到地上来。
Because heaven is already God's.
因为天已经是属乎神的。
And the earth is not God's yet.
这个地呢,还不是完全。
So in Christ, we are created to be heavenly, we are created to be spiritual, such that the heaven can come down on the earth.
所以神创造我们是属天属灵的，所以我们可以把天带天的实际带到地上。
Every day we wake up, every day we live our daily life.
我们每天过日子。
You need to find the most joyous moment in your daily life.
我们需要找到我们生活中最喜乐的时候。
If you cannot find the most joyous moment in your daily life, then you need to come back to this verse.
如果你没有什么可喜乐的，那你就要回到这节圣经上来。
You don't need to find this moment when after you die.
你不需要找到这个时刻，在死了之后才找到这个时刻。
Many people think, heaven is so beautiful. One day I'm going there.
我们的观念是天堂一定是非常美好的，有一天我要去。
But Paul said, no, it's happening right now, here on earth.
那保罗说的是，就在今天，在这个时候，你就能有这样的福气。
Paul is telling us it's happening in Christ in your life.
就在耶稣基督里，就在我们的生活中。
So in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3, here comes, I think, one of the most divine terms in the New Testament.
这里以弗所书一章三节，我觉得是新约圣经里面最神圣的一节。
In Christ.
在基督里。
The term in Christ only appear in the New Testament.
在基督里只有在新约圣经里头出现。
And I believe it is one of the most divine terms in the whole Bible.
我相信这是最神圣的几个字。
Let me just show you one verse.
让我再分享另外一节圣经。
Say how divine in Christ is to our life.
我们在基督里是何等神圣的一件事。
And all the blessings God has in Jesus is going to be manifest when we really know what is in Christ.
神所有的一切丰富，我们能够认识进入的，我们必须先认识我们是在基督里。
Let's read John chapter 15, verse 5.
约翰福音15章5节。
I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, he bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do much. Christmas, many people buy gifts and send gifts.
在圣诞节的时候，我们买礼物，我们送礼物。
And after we send people gift, we leave.
我们送了礼物之后，我们就离开了。
That's not the way God gives us His own gift.
神要给我们礼物的时候，他不是这样给的。
When He gives us gift,
当他给我们一个礼物的时候，
He stays with us.
他就跟我们在一起。When
He gives us gift,
当他给我们礼物的时候，
He invites us to stay with Him.
他邀请我们。
Because every gift from God is all relational gift.
因为每一个神所给我们的礼物都是关系上的。
I think at this time of the year is probably one of my sweetest time of the year because my two sons they come back for the holidays.
在这个季节呢，是我最喜乐的季节，因为我的两个儿子回家来了。
It's family time.
是家庭相聚的时候。The
reason is sweetest because all the family get together.
但我很喜乐，因为呢，我们能够在一起。
And a couple of weeks ago, when I knew that David Ross on his job assignment is going away and he's coming back on December 29th, and I said in my heart, it's not good.
两个礼拜以前，当David弟兄说要出差，他就要到12月29号才回来，我觉得这不是很好。Because
I know Winnie already came back.
因为我知道Winnie已经回来了。
You are going to have 7 days less.
你有7天的时间。
To be with your whole family.
只能够跟你的家庭在一起。
So at that time, I knew this, I say in my heart, it's not good. But also you have job to do.
我觉得这不是很好，但是我知道他有工作要有事情要做。
But But I think by your work and by God's grace, you can make 1 week early.
但是因为神的恩典，他一早一个礼拜回来，都是喜乐。
Isn't that wonderful?
就是我们都非常的喜乐。
I think when you reflect back,
当我们回想的时候,
the whole family get together is the sweetest time we are going to have.
如果全家人能够在一起，这是最好的时间。
You know, we have one good friend, and the time of Christmas, her daughter, her son-in-law, her granddaughter, the other daughter, and the other girl's boyfriends all came home and they had a good family time together.
我们有个朋友，他有女儿女婿，另外一个女儿，还有男朋友，还有孙子，都一起回来。
So this is really that's the greatest blessing we are going to have in Christ.
我们在基督里，这样是一个最大的祝福。
Jesus wants to tell you.
主耶稣要告诉我们。
When I was given to you by my Father in heaven, I'm going to be with you for the rest of your life, till eternity.
当神把我给了你们的时候，我要永远与你们同在。
Not only so, when I was given to you, you are also given by God to me and be with me forever.
不仅是如此，当我给了父神，把我给了你们以后，父神也把你们给了我，永远与我同在。
It's such a beautiful verse because for me, I cannot distinguish between vine and a branch. I see them as one together.
在这里呢，葡萄树跟枝子是一个，我没有办法把它们分开。
But the greatest blessing is in another word that's called abide in Christ.
但最大的祝福就是讲到要住在葡萄树里。
I just want to call to your attention, there is a big difference between in Christ and abide in Christ.
我要在这里讲，这里有很大的不一样，在基督里或住在基督里。
The moment you receive Jesus Christ as your Savior, you were already in Christ.
当你接受耶稣做你的救主，你已经在基督里了。
So every child of God is in Christ.
所以每一个神的儿女都在基督里。But
God right now is looking for a man.
但神如今要找一个人。God
is looking for a person.
一个人。Who
is willing to abide in Christ.
一个人愿意住在基督里的。
I just want to share with you something I learned, you know, this year, a little bit detail about how to abide in Christ.
我想要跟大家分享这一年我怎么样学习住在基督里。
And what is the reality, you know, God is looking for in us?
那神到底要在我们身上找到什么样的实际呢？
And you will find that everything is all relational.
那你就会发现每一件事物都是跟关系有关的。
Number one, I learned that first of all, you need to care for Christ, you need to care for God.
第一个，你需要爱神，在乎神。
It happened during my marriage between, you know, Irene and me.
就在我们的婚姻生活里面。
You know, we got married after 7.5 years. You know, after 7.5 years of dating, we got married.
我们交往了7.5年才结婚。
2 years, I was in the military.
我有2年在军队里面。
2 years, we were separated by Pacific Ocean.
有2年，我们隔着大西洋，太平洋两岸。
Another 2 years, we were separated by U.S. continent.
又2年，我们在美国两岸。
She was in Ohio, and I was in Los Angeles.
他在Ohio，我在洛杉矶。
So, after 7.5 years, we got married, finally.
就在7.5年之后，我们终于结婚了。
Oh, this is a happy ending, right?
这是个很快乐的结局。
Well, you have to notice, I say ending.
对，这是一个结局。
But it's just the beginning of our marriage, right?
但实际上呢, 是我们婚姻生活的开始。
So after we got married, I found there are many difficulties.
我结婚之后呢，就发觉很多的难处。
And why she did it this way?
为什么她这样？
And why did I behave that way?
为什么我这样？
And gradually, you know, God enlightened me. Problem is your problem, my problem.
后来神光照我了，是我的问题。
And I found number one, the problem happened because I didn't care for her enough.
是这问题的产生的第一件事就是我没有那么在乎她。
I care for my own daily task.
我只在乎我每天要做的事。
I care for how I felt.
我在乎我怎么样感觉。
I care for my own emotion.
我在乎我自己的情绪。
I care for my own reasoning.
自己的想法。
And I didn't care enough for her.
我不太在乎她的感觉。
I seldom ask myself this question. How did she feel about this?
我很少问我自己说她觉得怎么样。
I just move on my own agenda day after day.
就我每天就这样照着我的方式过生活。
So the turning point in our marriage relationship is the day I found out that I need to care for her more and more.
就一个转捩点就是我有一天发觉我需要在乎对方的感觉。
To be specific.
就具体来说。
I need to spend some time just to think about her.
我需要花一点时间就单单来想对方。
You know, I can assure you this matter, this fact. If you don't have time for your spouse, if you don't have time for God, you never care for your spouse. You never care for God at all.
如果你花时间在神或者在你的配偶身上，就不会在乎神或在乎你的配偶。
It's not a slogan, it's a reality.
这不是个口号，而是一个实际。
You simply need to set a prayer, set aside a specific time for my spouse and for my God.
你就是要分别一段时间，专门给你的配偶。
And ask yourself this deep question: How does she feel?
问你自己这个问题，她觉得怎么样
？You probably need to also ask yourself this question: How does God feel?
你要问自己，到底神觉得这件事怎么样？
And that's why Paul said, "No, God is all for you. God is all for you."
这就是保罗所说的，神若帮助我们。
If you ask God this question, He's going to answer you.
如果我们问神的话，神就会回答你。
He is more than anyone else wants to reveal to yourself who He is.
神非常乐意向你显现他到底是谁。
He wants to construct a conversation between you and Him.
他想要跟你有一个对话。
Okay, number two.
第二。
After you have the sense that you need to care for God, you need to care for Christ, you need to care for your spouse, you need to care for children, not just children only. Number two, you need to learn to listen to God.
就当我们知道说我们需要在乎神啊，在乎我们周遭的人，第二件事就是我们要听神的话。
That also happened between our marriage relationship.
这也发生在我们。的婚姻关系。
I found out that I seldomly listen to her.
我突然发觉我很少听我太太讲话。
I only tell her what I think.
我只是告诉她我的感觉。
Is it not happening?
是不是呢？
It's only you.
Yeah, it's all by myself. I'm not saying I'm smarter.
我不是说我比较聪明。
But that's deep in our emotion.
这很深的在我们这个人里面。
Let me tell you something first.
让我告诉你们。
But it's not the right order. Instead, we should listen to her first.
不是说让我跟你讲，而是说让我先听你讲什么。
You know, between James and Joseph, you know, they already grow up, okay?
我两个儿子已经长大。
And I learned from our relationship.
我也在我们的关系中学了很多。
When they were young, I told them what they should do.
当他们小的时候，我就告诉他们你要做什么。
These days, when they came back, I asked them, "Tell me what you have been doing."
当他回家来的时候，他们已经长大了， 我就问他们，你们在做最近都在做什么
？Guys, this is very practical.
这是非常实际的事。
Before you ask God, you need to listen to God first.
在我们问神的时候，我们要先听神说话。
It's a good habit.
这是一个很好的习惯。
Between husband and wife, husband need to ask yourself this question.
但在夫妻之间呢，先生要先问自己。
Have I really heard what my wife feel?
我真的知道我太太的感受吗？
It's same thing, you know, for the wife. You know, you need to ask yourself, did I really know what my husband is feeling about?
对，就做太太的也是一样，就你要问你自己，我有没有我懂不懂我先生到底在想什么？
I have to go quickly. Okay, number three. After you listen to him, certainly you need to ask him. You need to ask him.
当我们听神的声音之后呢，然后我们就要问神。
Because he loves conversation.
因为神喜欢对话。
You know, you have to go back Luke chapter 2. That was the only recording when Jesus was 12 years old.
我们若看路加福音第二章，当主耶稣十二岁的时候。
Or even, you know, during the beginning of Jesus' ministry, that's exactly the order he was showing here. He cared for Father God first.When he was 12 years old, he went to temple. He listened to teachers first, then he asked teachers.
就是主耶稣也是这样，他先注意神的事情，然后他到圣殿里面去听这教师，然后呢，他又问很多的问题。
You know, the most effective conversation is between listen and ask, instead of I tell you everything.
最有效的对话的方式就是听与问。
If you only listen and don't ask, it's very, very, it's not very effective.
如果你只是听而不问问题，就不是很有效。
When I listen to God, when I read the Bible, I listen first, then I ask God, God, what does this mean? What are you telling me?
当我读了圣经，我听了神的话之后呢，我就会问神说，神你要告诉我什么？
After I listen to him, after I read the Bible, I ask him.How does this apply in my life? I have to ask him.
我也问神说，这怎么样应用到我的生活里面？
Many times he opens my eyes.
很多时候神就开了我的眼睛。
He will give me understanding which I never had before.
他会给我一个让我明白我所不明白的事情。
Ask God is a great knowledge, is a great blessing.
我们能够问神，是一个很大的祝福。
He will never refuse to answer.
因为神从来不会拒绝回答我。
Number four, this is extremely critical.
第四件事就特别重要。
Do His will.
就是照着神的话去做。
Yeah, listen. You probably have 52 Sundays sitting in the pew listening to your preacher.
我们可能一年有52个礼拜来听。
It is this stage that really starts to transform your life.
但是呢，就是在这个阶段，这第四个阶段，才能够改变我们的生命。
Because you know what, Jesus is Word became flesh.
因为主耶稣是道成了肉身。
If he's only Word, he's not complete.
如果他只有道，他没有，他不完全。
Word became flesh.
主耶稣是道成了肉身。
Every word, every way manifests through his body.
他的道真的从他的身体里面彰显出来。
And that's how we start to find the body is a beautiful manifestation of his creation.
所以我们这个肉身是可以彰显神的荣耀的。
You know, yesterday, you know, I had this cold.
我昨天呢就得了这个感冒。
You know, I didn't feel comfortable at all.
我知道我身体不舒服。
And you know, everyone seems concerned. You know, are you able to preach tomorrow?
我家里人就有点担心，说我明天可不可以讲到。
But deep in me, that's not my concern.
但我在我里面呢，我不担心这个。
I have only one focus.
我只有一件事。
Jesus, you are my healer.
耶稣，你是我的医治。
Even though it was my negligence, you are still my healer.
虽然我自己疏忽了，你仍然是我的
What's going to happen tomorrow is not my concern.
过去发生的事情我不在意。
But my focus is Jesus is only my healing.
我最注意的就是神是耶稣是我的医治。
You probably don't need to wait for tomorrow. You probably don't need to wait for next year because every year people have New Year resolution. It's not going to help you at all.
那你不需要等到明天或明年。
这不会没有办法帮助你，你就是在这一个时刻就开始。 God knows your heart.
神知道我们的心。
God knows your heart.
神知道你的心。
If you want to do His way, the blessings will pour into your life.
你如果要照着神的话去做，他的祝福就会倾倒在你身上。
That's how I define we love God.
这就是所谓我们能够爱神。
It's only my a little bit learning.
这是我一点的学习。
But it starts with careful.
但都从在乎神开始。
Say to your neighbor, care for Jesus.
Care for Jesus.
在乎耶稣。
I can't emphasize
enough.
If you care for Jesus, you are going to have breakthrough in your life.
如果你真的在乎主耶稣的话，你就会得着一个突破。
If you care for your wife,
如果你在乎你的太太。
If you care for your husband,
如果你在乎你的丈夫,
it will definitely bring him the person.
你马上就会有个突破。
Finally,
最后,
apart from Jesus, we can do nothing.
离了耶稣, 我们什么都不能做。
I always believe Matthew 11:28 and 1 Peter 5:7 is for the children of God.
我相信马太福音11:28节 彼得前书5:7节 是给所有神的儿女的。
I know a lot of you know evangelists during the gospel meeting they would not use Matthew 11:28.
很多人传福音都喜欢用马太福音11:28节。
I also use it, you know, for gospel purpose.
我也用这一节来传福音。
But the message is really for children of God.
但这一节圣经实际上是给信主。
Let's read together. Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. The number one challenge in this generation is rest. We are very unrestful. We are very restless. The only place you can have rest is come to Jesus.
你能够得到安息唯一的办法就是来到主耶稣面前。
You and I are already in Christ.
你我都已经在基督里了。
But you still need to come to Jesus every day.
但我们还是要每天来到主耶稣面前。
You know what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6? Every day you are going to have troubles, you are going to have difficulties. Every day.
在马太福音第6章，主耶稣说：“我们每天都会有难处。”
And you need to deal with your daily difficulty and problems on a daily basis.
那主耶稣说：“一天的难处一天当。”
What does that mean?
这什么意思呢？
He didn't just want to suffer.
神没有叫我们受苦而已。
He wants to teach you one thing.
神要教导我们一件事。
Come to me.
来到我面前,
come to me.
来到我这,
then your life will be built up gradually, step by step, daily by day, day by day.
那你的生命就可以每天被建造。
Because in heaven, there is no worry.
因为在天堂里面没有忧愁。
In heaven, there is no fear.
在天堂里面没有害怕。
In heaven, there is no heavy burden.
在天堂没有重担。
Before we bring heaven down here, Jesus said, come to me. I'll teach you a way of life without fear, without heavy burden, without worry.
所以主耶稣来就是要教导我们过一个没有忧虑、没有惧怕、没有重担的生活。
Well, let's all stand up. We will conclude this minute. First Peter 5:7. What a beautiful verse.
彼得前书5:7节。
I love this verse so much because God teaches me something. He cares for you.
这里神说，神说他顾念你们。
Did you see that? He cares for you.
他顾念你们。
So let's read this verse in faith and in joy. Okay, let's read it together.
你们要将一切的忧虑卸给神，因为他顾念你们。
Isn't that the gospel?
这不是救赎福音吗？
That's good news, right?
这是太好的消息。
See, if you have this gospel, then you are going to give this gospel to people around you.
如果你得着了这个福音，你也要把这个福音给你周围的人。
Jesus cares for you.
耶稣顾念你们。
And how did you respond?
你要怎么样回应？
How do you really care for Jesus?
你有顾念耶稣吗？
You're simply doing this.
你所要做的就是这样。
By doing this, you say, Jesus, I care for you.
你把一切的忧虑献给神。
Because right now Jesus is very lonely.
因为现在主耶稣很孤单。
Everyone is doing his own thing, and nobody comes to Jesus and casting his worries on Jesus. Jesus is, he has nothing to do.
所以每个人都自顾自己的事，他们没有把忧虑献给神。
But Jesus cares for you.
主耶稣顾念。
Let's read again, okay? Then we will pray. How about that?
再读一下。
Okay, let's read this, then we will pray. You know, pray for your heart.
那我们再一起祷告，为着你的心祷告。
Jesus cares for you, and He wants you to care for Him.
主耶稣顾念你，他也要顾念你，也他。
Then there's daily practice on this caring for one another.
我们每天可以来操练啊，这个顾念。
Let's read again.
Casting all your anxiety on Him, because He cares for you.
Let's pray. Jesus. Jesus, you don't take away all the problems or worries away from our life.
主耶稣，你没有把所有的难处和问题从我们生命中挪开。
But you care us so much, you are going to bear all our worries and anxiety.
但你这样爱我们，背负我们所有的忧虑。
I find this amazing.
这真的是太叫我惊奇了。
First of all, I know you care for me so much.
这样的顾念我。
Secondly, I know all these worries will become a blessing to me.
并且这所有的忧虑要成为一个祝福。
You turn every trouble, you turn every anxiety to blessing in my life.
你把所有的困苦愁烦变成化为祝福。
And by using me, you can also bless people in my life.
而且你可以使用我来祝福我周遭的人。
Thank you, Jesus.
谢谢你，耶稣。
We can all have a short prayer, okay? 我们都可以有简短的祷告。
Thank you because you care for every one of us. We thank you for this command that we should cast all our burden, all our anxiety to you. How blessed we are that we can do that.
Yes.
We thank you that for these blessings and also please teach us so that we know how to learn from you.Take up your yoke and walk side by side with you.
Yes.
Because you have promised that your yoke is easy and your burden is light.
Yes.
And suddenly, you'll be very happy to follow you, to stay right next to you, so that you will lead us to this wonderful journey in front of us. We give you all the thanks and praise forever. Amen.
Amen.
So I just want to praise the young people, the people who go to college. Though I want to bless them because they are young and they are your chosen people. I just pray that in this generation, they will learn how to care for you first.
Yes.
Amid their busy schedule, busy school life, busy schoolwork, Lord, teach them to set apart the time to care for you.
Yes.
Care for Jesus only. Let them learn and inherit the great blessings you have for them. This is truly the gospel. This is truly the good news. To care for Jesus, to listen to him, ask him, and do his way. Though I want to bless our young people here. They are so precious in your sight. And they are going to be a great influence in their generation. Through them, Lord, you bless the people in their life. Through them, bless this young generation that they will be wise. They will rise up for Jesus. Thank you. Now I also want to pray for the husband and wife, because in your sight, the marriage is such a divine union. Let's learn to care for each other, not just own business. Then I pray for a true breakthrough in a family life, in a marriage relationship. And that's really the gospel of this generation. Well, thank you. Thank you for this time together. We just say, thank you for loving us so much. Thank you for caring for us so much. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
I'll join this and I almost fail. What about I would have face plant into this whole table? Would you have left?
Nope.
You're just looking at, you're just praying. All you hear is a big crash. So you see the face plant.
Yeah.
What are we going to do for lunch?
Huh?
What are we doing for lunch?
Oh.
Maybe we need to.
I'm going
to
shut it down.
So we do it next
clean
week.
Clean.
We do it next week.
Hey, Michael.
Yeah. I'm going to put all these as full, right? It's been that long.
So how do we move it? Do you take the wire apart?
No.
How come there's 45 updates in this?
There's some problem with this.
Probably better just wipe it clean.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
never attacked anyone with crystal walls.
I don't think I can do it.
I've never attacked anyone with crystal walls. This is 14 months ago.
Oh, good.
Joe, can you help me to that
50% increase?
Can you turn this off?
No, tomorrow.
Hey, Daniel. David, do I press the red button?
Yeah.